time, Beyond Good Day on the Doug Good Day program. Later in the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis gives us his recipe of the week. Meanwhile, a special appearance from Pierre, who is now trying to figure out what happened with Naomi Campbell over in his native gay Paris.
This is an outrage.
Yes. She was injured. She has, her legs are quite nice. She's a big model, right?
Yes.
And her legs were, she was attacked by muggers. A supermodel?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the difference between a model and a supermodel?
She makes about $10 million.
JCPenney, yeah, exactly. And right. The runway.
Really? Exactly.
Nice. Okay. Anyway, she was violently attacked, Pierre. Robbed on a Paris street.
An outrage, I'll tell you.
She was set upon by thugs. Aww. And she tried to hail a cab, was knocked over and robbed.
What kind of man would attack such a beautiful piece of work? Mm-hmm.
She's tall, too. She's a big girl.
Well, she's not big, but she's tall.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you this for sure. It was not a Frenchman who attacked her.
Really? Who was it?
They are too scared. They would run away from her.
Wasn't she the one that threw the phone at her assistant?
Oui.
She's a tough lady.
Right. Oui.
She was... let's see here. The person who was with her said it was terrifying. She believed that her assailant had been waiting for her, casing her out, and the moment appeared that this was a good time for her to strike. So bingo bango, and so whatever. I don't see that there's any number of what she was carrying or what was taking her. She was violently pushed to the ground, and her expensive jewelry was ripped off of her neck.
Yeah. See, here's the deal. If an attacker, I mean, obviously someone knew that it was Naomi Campbell that they're going after.
Right.
I think so.
If an attacker knows that it's Jennifer Horn that they're going after, they know that they're going to get a Payless shoe store bag and a couple of Payless shoes and maybe some Claire's earrings.
Yeah, right.
All right. So she has, her boyfriend is Vladimir Doronin, who's some billionaire, and he had sent his private jet there to pick her up, and then... she was flown immediately to Vail, Colorado, medical center, of course. Vail's a big medical center, where she was treated by J. Richard Stedman, one of the top orthopedic surgeons in the world, who happened to be skiing in Vail.
Why is every doctor with an M.A.N. at the end?
Well,
no, wait a minute. So this
no matter where you go.
No, wait a minute. So this happened in France, and then they flew her to Vail?
Right. Well, they found out where this guy was, and then he was in Vail, so that's where they flew her.
Give me a break.
That's what I thought. I mean,
what was done to her that she needed to fly to Vail to see this guy?
She had some leg injury. Not clear what it is. She's on crutches today. Apparently used.
So it wasn't like a cosmetic facial injury where, being a model, you need the best right now.
Right.
It was like a torn ligament.
Well, not clear what it was. She used a wheelchair. And then she had crutches. So, anyway.
Give me a break.
The request from the French police to not talk about it while they hunt down the thugs was on. Apparently, this happened a week or so ago. But anyway. Doronin has upped security around her as a precaution. What kind of a life do you live when you live like that? What kind of. I was kind of like being the president. Or anybody who is an over-the-top celebrity, like Tom Cruise, has to have bodyguards around him all the time.
I'd not like that at all.
I wouldn't like it.
Yeah. I think I've always said this, too. A soap opera star, of course, there's not very many of those left since they killed the soap operas, but right. A soap opera star is a perfect level of fame. You get a little attention, you get invited to some cool things, but you're not attacked all the time. You can go to the grocery store.
Yeah, the news people are like that, too, for the most part.
Exactly, yeah.
They ought not to be. They're news people. They're not celebrities anyway. They ought not to be treated. Just the whole cultural celebrity that we have is foolish. It's foolish. What makes these people better than you or me? Put their legs on, their pants on one leg at a time.
And sometimes their leg on.
I would just like to tell Tim Tebow, if he's listening right now, to look
out. Watch out, buddy.
Because when Jennifer and I are at CES next week, he will be there, and I'm sure that she will make us hunt him down.
Oh, great.
We may have someone visiting us, because, here's the big scandal, you guys. Rich and I are sharing a room.
Really?
There's, it's scandalous, I know.
Uh-huh.
So there might be an extra person in the room if I can catch Tebow, Rich.
If you catch Tebow.
I'm going to bring my butterfly net.
I will happily go down to the lobby and sleep in one of the chairs.
Oh, very nice.
It's all okay.
Stick around. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Bunga bunga.
I want to hear about it. I'm going to fly on the wall of that hotel room.
So we have stories from Roberta and Jennifer. And as I said, we'll have a visit from Chef Louis DeAngelis with his recipe of the week and our conversation about food coming up here. Right now, I want to help you get relief from the pain of arthritis or bursitis. You've fallen down and you can't get up. Know those old commercials? Well, people fall down.
I'm falling and I can't get up.
Look at Naomi Campbell's a pretty good example. You fall down and you get hurt. She got pushed down, but she needs, you know, she didn't have to fly all the way to Vail. If she'd have been listening to me, she'd have used pure pain relief and she'd have been fine. She wouldn't have had to leave France. Pure pain relief. It is a formula that is dedicated to serious pain relief, the old-fashioned way. And that's not, you know, it's not heat, it's not cold. And the smells of some of the other, you know, this. I remember, what is it, Vicks Vapor Rub.
Might have put that on. I love that stuff. I love
you
it.
You love it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, good
this
stuff.
Smells so great, Richie. Pure Pain Relief from American MD Labs is a new way to get total relief from pain. If you have arthritis, bursitis, pulled muscles, all that stuff, anything related, sports injuries, call this number now, 941-585-9505, 941-585-9505, and get your order of pure pain relief. This is not going to distract you from the pain. It'll block the nerves from sending the sensation of pain to your brain. And with added relief from MSM, you'll be relieved from the pain, so you can get back to work or skiing, exercising, whatever it is, a good night's rest. 941-585-9505. This is the best pure pain relief on the market. Pure pain relief from American Labs and Pure Attitude. 941-585-9505. Get rid of the pain. $24.95 gets you a bottle. Another at half price comes to you. No shipping, no handling charges. That's all you pay. 941-585-9505.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Musicians, Guitar Center warehouses are overflowing. There's simply no room for new gear until we clear out the old. Your chance to save huge is now during Guitar Center's clearance event. Millions of dollars worth of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, DJ gear, and more. All price dropped to move. Score massive savings on gear that's absolutely gotta go. Up to 80% off list. Plus get special clearance financing. But hurry, Guitar Center's clearance event ends soon. In store or online.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Oil choice in winter isn't all that important. Friction. An oil's cold cranking viscosity is critical to engine lubrication at first start. Conventional oil made from crude base stock is naturally comprised of different size molecules, which are pumped from the crankcase and flow to the engine at different rates. Conversely, the molecules of synthetic oil are engineered to be the same size, which means they flow at a consistent rate for optimum pumpability and flowability, especially important for getting critical lubrications quickly to the engine in frigid temps. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then pick up your Royal Purple today at Pep Boys.
Sure, money can buy a lot of things, but if you're looking for the best radiator stop leak money can buy, grab Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum Cooling System Stop Leak. Liquid aluminum is scientifically formulated to seal coolant leaks that can cause most overheating problems and is guaranteed to safely and easily seal radiator leaks in cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and RVs. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum, go to Barsleek's.com. That's Barsleek's.com.
That, is that a bar that leaks?
That's Barsleek.com.
Barsleek.com. That's good stuff, actually. If you have a radiator that's leaking,
really, that guy
fixes it right up.
Uh-huh. You can put it in your...
Trust me. As a former wholesaler and car guy, I know the stuff that fixes it right up for $5. That stuff works.
Drive away the guarantee last thing you get out of the driveway.
That's right.
Hi, Jennifer Warren has her Beyond Good Day story.
All right, this is from the police blotter, Dougie. Really? And this is... like maybe a Darwin Award we could hand out. Although this guy, usually the Darwin Award goes to the guy who like kills himself trying to do something stupid. Yeah. This guy's just kind of a dummy. All right, this is Zachariah Dalton Howard. You know, they always have three names when they get themselves in trouble. He's 22 years old.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, Zachariah Dalton Howard, isn't it? Three first names, really. He tried to rob a convenience store in where? Oh, Niceville, Florida. Nobody should be robbing anything in Niceville, Florida. This is according to their local newspaper, the Sun Sentinel. Apparently, he walked into the Thumbs Up convenience store at around 10 p.m. This was back on December 22nd, so before Christmas.
Yeah.
And he told an employee he had a gun, although he didn't really actually ever produce a gun. He asked for money. The cash register showed him that the cash drawer was absolutely empty. There wasn't anything inside the cash register. So he left the store defeated. What did he do next? What all great robbers do.
Yeah.
He went next door to another store that was open, and he called his mom to come and pick him up. Yeah. I wonder if mommy was happy to get that phone call.
Yeah. Oh, also, from
he was arrested, by the way, and he was charged with one count of robbery.
Here's another item from the police blotter. Former Texas police officer Gilberto Montezano pleaded guilty to official official repression after taking a beer-filled ice chest from a driver during a traffic stop last year. He was sentenced to 18 months probation and a $500 fine. He was involved in a chase against you ever seen these things in the movies where they run the cars against the traffic? That's what he was doing.
Right.
He was chasing against traffic, ended up with a suspect crashing into another vehicle, and the vehicle killed this guy that crashed into the other three. People in the car all died, the people in the other car.
No.
The chase did not end his law enforcement career. Stealing the beer from the back of the car did. So this moron chases a guy up the road the wrong way. The car smashes into another car, kills three people, and he doesn't get fired for that. They found out he stole a case of beer that was in the back of the car that crashed into the car that killed the three people. That's why he got fired. I like that. Great. Yeah, amazing, huh? 21 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Good Day program to continue with the Story Hour. We'll be joined by Chef Louis DeAngelis in a few minutes with today's recipe, actually the recipe of the week, which probably is already posted. I say probably because the crack staff.
You never quite know what you're going to
hear on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Is all about. I think it is right. Yeah, I think it is. All right. So at any rate, you can check out the recipes and Chef Louis at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Well, I like this.
I like that.
I feel like I'm at a baseball game.
You know, the name of this song is "The Neighbors Bought an Organ."
Okay. I was really looking for some like church type organ music, but I can see the Pope dancing to this.
Absolutely, a little spring in his step.
Yeah, you know, add some new lightness to the Vatican proceedings. Actually, the story is about the Vatican. I've been there many a time. And if you're going to the Vatican today, well, you better have a wad of cash on you. A wad and a lot, too, for that matter. Because you can no longer pay for anything with a credit card at the Vatican.
Really?
They've gone cash.
So it's like the Asian deli across
cash.
The street?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
They need more cash to add to the $5 billion worth of things they have in the cellar of the Vatican.
Don't take credit card. You need to pay cash.
You got
to
pay cash or anything for the Vatican.
Uncle Sam.
Gift shops. Yep, everything. What actually happened to that Deutsche Bank Italia, that they provided the Vatican with the electronic payment services and credit card services, were actually thrown out by the Italian Central Bank because they say that the Holy See, as they call it, the Vatican has not complied with European Union safeguards against money laundering.
Yeah, what a shock.
Somehow I just couldn't imagine the Vatican and money laundering.
No, of course you never can imagine that.
But, yes, it's just a word of caution. If you're going to the Vatican, make sure you bring lots of moolah with you. Doesn't matter. They'll take anything. They'll take euros. They'll take dollars.
Skirt, by the way.
They'll take bots. They'll take anything. Did you really?
Yeah, did I ever tell you
shorts.
That?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't wearing shorts. I was wearing a dress, but apparently it wasn't quite appropriate enough. I actually got kicked out of the Vatican. Although, by a woman. When I walked by the man let me right in.
Well, you have to wear the same dresses as the people that are in the Vatican, all the priests and stuff.
It was to my knee, and it was hot. It was like 150.
But don't all of their garb goes right to their shoes.
But were your shoulders uncovered? Usually
I had a little thing over me. No.
Yeah, they want the show.
You get kicked out of the Vatican.
It's hard to do.
But not until you paid to go in. I'm sure they took your money and then threw you out.
Well, it was weird because I went through one line. I was wearing a sundress with like a little like short sleeve sweater over the top because it was really, really hot.
Yeah.
But the sundress went to my knee. I wore it on purpose because I thought it would be respectful. And I walked in past this woman, and the woman like gave me this glare, and she kicked me out. No. So I went and I tried to actually push the sundress down beneath my brassiere, if you get my drift, and then button the sweater over it.
Right, so make it a little longer.
And she still was kind of giving me the look. So I finally just went through a man's line, and he let me right in.
The problem wasn't with your knees. The problem was a little bit higher, I'm sure.
No, it wasn't, I swear. They were really respectful.
Richie, you're so crude.
You knocked somebody over.
Richie's crude.
I speak the truth.
You damage to the statue.
Let's change the focus for a moment here. I would like to help the audience understand what's going on in the Milky Way galaxy.
The Pope would like to request a private session with you, ma'am.
From the Pope. Listen to this. Can we move? Hello.
Excuse me. We're in a praying position. I just put one there.
His Excellency. Would like to see you.
Okay.
More.
And you there. Also.
Folks, I think I've lost control of my program.
Both of you.
Nice. Do you see what I put up with here?
I'm listen, this is the Dex Having Good Day program. I haven't said anything for 4 minutes.
Don't forget to kiss the ring.
Yeah.
That's not the ring.
I was going to do something that was intelligent, talking about stars and stuff, but apparently that's
not
in the car.
A ring.
No. All right. Did you just shut my microphone off?
I might as well have.
Yeah, as much as I contributed.
Why don't you tell us what time it is? You can do that.
Okay, thanks, but it's just 28 past the hour.
Well done. Yeah, good job.
Thank you for calling Discover Card. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new 8 card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
After the hour, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Chef Louis DeAngelis will be joining us in a moment for his Louis recipe of the week. One of the things that people are ingesting a lot lately, the five-hour energy drinks. A story today that you can follow. I'll give you some background. You can get some more info at DougSteffen.com about the distributor of 5-Hour Energy. Do we have them as sponsors, Richie?
We do not.
Oh, we don't. Okay. Do we have one of those energy drinks? We were actually talking about, what is it, Muscle something? Muscle.
There's Muscle Milk, but I think that's a bar.
Well, there's a Muscle Milk. It isn't milk. I always love it. How do you sell something that's not milk and call it milk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should check with most of the dairy stores around the country because they're selling milk that isn't milk either.
Nice.
Anyway, 5-Hour Energy has claimed that they had no crash. You would take it and you wouldn't crash later. The type of letdown consumers of these energy drinks often feels, you know, the effect of getting yourself. I think it was yesterday, the day before, we were talking about drinking this stuff. Red Monster, isn't that one of them? What's the difference between the Red Monster or 5-Hour Energy?
Red Bull Monster and 5-Hour
Energy. Red Bull Monster. Yeah, Red Bull
Monster.
Those
are like sodas. Those are like something that you drink, where 5-Hour Energy is like a little teeny tiny bottle and you just kind of shoot it.
It's like a shot.
Yeah.
All right, so the way they're advertising it apparently is not settling well with the National Advertising Board, and they have said that this company, Living Essentials, that distributes 5-Hour Energy, has misrepresented drink.
How do they know? Are they all crashing? Are they taking it and crashing?
Well, I don't know what the evidence is. Apparently,
I mean, that's what all their TV commercials say.
They don't crash.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, the Better Business Bureau is reviewing this. There's a 10.
Can you imagine the complaints that they get at the Better Business Bureau? Yeah. Hey, man, like I was studying for this test and I took 5 hour energy and I totally crashed, dude. I totally crashed. Okay. I'd like to lodge a formal complaint.
So how much do you
I'm
think,
a law student.
How much do you think was spent in this country on energy drinks last year?
Oh, true.
A lot.
Take a guess.
How many billion?
They're in every cabinet.
Billion is the right. You got to pick the right number. Billion.
2 billion.
More.
No, 5 billion.
More.
No.
Yep.
10 billion.
Yep. Read the story. Yeah. DougStefan.com. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. You can follow him on Twitter and Facebook along with the rest of our gang.
Louis, you drink the 5 hour energy drink?
Oh, God, no. I couldn't imagine being awake that hard.
You know, and you know what else they do, Doug?
Right.
You can get, like, a Red Bull and vodka.
Really?
Yeah, which is really bad because the vodka is alcohol and it depresses your system while the other one brings you up and people have bad reactions to that.
Yeah. Not good at all.
You go to any bar, you can get some kind of energy drink and vodka, rum, gin, whatever.
Oof.
Usually vodka.
All right, so let's get off of this because Chef Louis is going to have an upset stomach by the time
Chef Louis, done. I have something to tell you.
I'm ready.
I made your New Year cake, and it was awesome.
She's on a meditation.
She's on medication, and she's had a meditation. Oh, please, Roberta, go right ahead with Chef Louis.
She made I wanted you to know that, how awesome it was.
Oh, good.
So the week before, I made the what did I make?
The scampi.
All right. I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich yesterday.
We should send this to radio consultant Valerie Geller. What not to do.
Send it to Oliver Perichol.
Yeah.
Walt Sabo. Send it to everyone. Send it to all of them. All right, so Louis.
Yeah.
Are you all done, Roberta, now, or would you like to keep going? I'd want to make sure you're done.
I could keep going if you'd like.
No, she's just validating that his recipes that
recipes
he puts up there are
awesome.
Have you made any other recipes that Louis has suggested at DougStefan.com?
No, just that one.
No.
I still want to try the pumpkin
but it's
plank.
Awesome.
The pumpkin planked salmon.
Mm. Yes.
Where you cook That's a salmon awesome. In the oven on a slab of pumpkin.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Do you know why that is good for you? Here's a little story. I was going to go into something.
It's pumpkin and salmon.
So, now, this brings me into something I was going to talk to Louis about anyway. The medicinal effects of certain foods. I happen to be going through, I found out yesterday I have a parasite that has upset my stomach.
Yeah, his name is Rick McFadden.
Wow.
Yeah. It probably came from that 3-month-old salmon you made into a stew.
No, this is not. This is a parasite that comes from animals.
Oh.
And it probably came from one of the cows. And so it's sort of lodged itself in and is creating a little bit of a problem.
Dude, I've watched YouTube videos on these things.
Yeah.
And that is...
Yeah. So... One of the things that the doctor, in examining me, wanted to know is I have a little bit of a gluten problem. And he said, well, how is this working and that? And I said, no, not. I'm sure it's not the gluten thing. It could be what they call H. pylori, which I had 7 or 8 years ago. But more than likely, it's a parasite. So he suggested that I don't do anything different in terms of food. But I noticed that when I'm eating fruit, because I eat a lot of fruit, it bothers me more than if having something that's solid. And I don't know, actually, the reason I brought it up with you is because I wonder if you've ever gone to a restaurant. One of the things that Louis DeAngelis does is go save restaurants, and all restaurants have a different, you know, if they're good, local, well-known restaurants, they have a different specialty. And I wonder if we've ever come across a restaurant, not that specializes in serving food to people who have parasites, but if there's a softer, you go to certain restaurants for softer food and other restaurants for harder food. Do you know what I mean?
Well, when you say, you mean by texture, Doug?
I mean, maybe texture and content. Like there's
probably
some of those souffle or, I don't know if mashed potatoes is a good example, but something that's softer, veggies that are made a certain way. Last night I had veggies and rice because I knew it would not bother my stomach. If I have something that's heavy, it bothers. Whatever is going on in there, the heavy stuff bothers, the light stuff doesn't.
Well, one of the things that you mentioned, first off, is the fresh fruit. Now, fruit is good for us because it has, you know, a lot of fiber and all of the nutrients in it. But at the same time, it contains a lot of, you know, ethyl gas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any stomach problems, you know, especially with like pylori, you know, an ulcer, a hiatal hernia, one of the things that the doctors will tell you is to knock off the fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because it creates a lot of gas in your stomach. Now, right. You imagine if you have an injury and you try stretching it.
Well,
you know, like
you get to the perfect storm here. If you have macaroni and cheese, which is also supposed to be good for it, it maybe the macaroni, if it's got the wrong stuff, as pasta often does, it'll upset you if you have a gluten problem. And
right.
So then it's just almost impossible, I think, the way things are today, to have a perfect diet. Everybody says, here's a balanced diet. But there's so many things. Being a farmer, I know this. So many more things that are in the air. So many, and we overdo it with these little sprays that we put on our hand to get rid of the bacteria. You need to have
a lot of good ones too.
Right, you got to have bacteria, good and bad, to build up your immune system. So, anyway,
you know, one of the things that you mentioned, potatoes. You know, I don't care what kind of an operation you've had or anything. When you're in a hospital, you know, one of the things they give you is a potato. You know, a boiled potato or a baked potato.
Potato sends you right down.
Yeah, easy to digest. And as far as restaurants, you know, it's always our choice. You know, most restaurants, if you go to a chain restaurant, you know, the big box stores, all the garden stores, for the most part, the food is going to be bland anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is. So as far as hard and soft, let's call it bland or spicy flavorful. You know, they aim at more of a bland type of a dish, because this way they can, please the majority of people that are walking in the door. I go into a place like Olive Garden, I say, this is not Italian.
Of course not Italian.
But it's bland enough for the majority of the population to say that they've eaten a dish of pasta.
Yeah, you know, it's offensive. When you go into these places, it's offensive.
Their soups are good. I like the soup and salad at Olive Garden.
But they
just
don't
because
make
they
it.
Keep filling it up and you don't have to pay.
Exactly.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The pizza's not any good, and the pasta is not any. It's not like the stuff you can get when you go to some of these really. Even the mom and pop Italian places where they have pizza and they have grinders and they have things. Those are always much better than what you get in the big chains, I think. Anyway.
Always, because the chef in the kitchen is given the latitude to make it his way.
Right.
And you go into these big box stores, and it looks like a coloring book hanging over the...
Well, it's just they take it and throw it in an oven. It's already prepared.
Here's how it works. Any restaurant you go to, walk up to the bar first and order a drink, a mixed drink. And if the bartender pours a shot into a jigger first, has to measure it, and then pours it into your drink, walk out.
Really?
Yep.
Because that means that everything
That's
else
true.
In that restaurant is pretty much measured and
right.
And box, yep.
And box, yeah, big box recipe.
Yeah.
That's right. Gross. And they actually have colored pictures hanging over the line, the line cook's.
How it should look, how it should be presented.
Yeah.
Exactly. And all the ingredients are listed, how to do it, and that's it.
All right. Let's talk about today's recipe, which this week calls for an elegant biscuit. Biscuits. Biscuits are great. I love biscuits anytime.
No, the poor lowly biscuit, and we forget about it. But the funny thing is, I was giving a talk to a group the other day, and we were discussing a dinner. We were building a dinner plate. And I don't know how many of the women turned around and said, you know what, this would be great with one of those grands or one of those crescent rolls. I said, those aren't really biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're spending $1.59 to get 8 of these things that somebody else made. You know, I make it myself with Bisquick or Jiffy Mix. Well, now you open up another can of worms. You're paying $3 for 1 pound of a flour mix because it has a couple of tablespoons of baking powder and baking soda in it. Whereas for the same money, you could buy a 5 pound bag of flour and just make it your way, the better way. So I put a recipe on there that's a surefire way to make the best biscuit in the world. But you can add to it. And this is what I like to do. Once you get your basic biscuit down, your recipe down, you have your mix, you can throw cheddar cheese into it and parsley. Now you've just made a knockoff of Red Lobster's famous Cheddar Bay biscuits. Or you can turn around and flatten it out, make little rectangles of it, put some nice cooked pork in it. You can saute some pork with some onions and some, let's say, some hot peppers, and make little meat pies out of it. This is a biscuit that you can do anything with. And there's a couple of tricks to it, though. And the one of them is to grate fresh frozen butter into the mix. Because when that biscuit starts cooking, the butter is going to melt, flavor the biscuit, and in its place where that little frozen piece of butter is, it's going to leave an air hole, which makes that biscuit light, fluffy, flaky, and delicious.
Sounds
so
like
there's
rich.
The biggest trick to it.
Light, fluffy. What else? What else did you? What other
flaky.
Adjectives? Flaky,
flaky,
and delicious. And they're an air, he's an,
that's
right. An air hole.
I am flaky and delicious, and I have a big air hole in my biscuit.
All right, so that's perfect. You know what I'm thinking? My mind is drifting, Louis. I'm listening to you because I love biscuits, and my downfall, especially this time of year, when I'm by myself or cooking here, well, not even cooking, I'm warming up stuff to eat in the summertime. I don't have any bread, but when I go out to eat, there's always bread around. And as you're describing these biscuits, I'm thinking of a meal that I had with veggies, potato pancakes that had zucchini, beans, all kinds of veggies in the potato pancakes with a biscuit. And it was just the most wonderful. You could have, that's not a breakfast, lunch, or dinner meal. It's a meal for any time. Just yummy. It really, just extraordinary. All right.
With some fresh applesauce on the side.
Perfect. All right. So the recipe for these yummy biscuits in the this week's recipes department, look for Chef Louis' picture on the right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com.
Hmm. What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuit?
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
When something terrible happens, we all want to make sure it never happens again. So we make new rules. But we often fail to look at the proposed solution through the lens of liberty. If we did, we would realize that such regulations threaten even more important principles. This maze of regulations saps our ability to run businesses, hire people, use our own property as we wish, or just earn a decent living to support our families. But it's not too late to recapture the freedom we all cherish. Let's work together with our neighbors to cut these regulations in half and become a watchdog generation that acts to defend individual responsibility, freedom, and opportunity, and to pass them on to the next generation.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Musicians, Guitar Center warehouses are overflowing. There's simply no room for new gear until we clear out the old. Your chance to save huge is now during Guitar Center's clearance event. Millions of dollars worth of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, DJ gear, and more. All price dropped to move. Score massive savings on gear that's absolutely gotta go. Up to 80% off list. Plus get special clearance financing. But hurry. Guitar Center's clearance event ends soon. In store or online.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Connecticut, it was a day to return to school, and Washington, a day to convene. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. In the nation's capital, the 113th Congress officially opened for business yesterday, with members well aware their approval rating is so low it can hardly be seen. But our dysfunctional political system was overshadowed yesterday by an emotional return to school for the students of Sandy Hook Elementary. For the first time since the December 14th shooting, the students from that school were back in class yesterday, but at a different location. A formerly vacant middle school in the town of Monroe, not far from Newtown, was transformed into an elementary school. The building even had a sign out front with a familiar name, Sandy Hook Elementary School. The students' desks were the same. The walls were painted the same colors. It was a new beginning for the children and their families. The parent of one student saying it really did feel like the first day of school.
There was a little bit of anxiety, but everybody was, I think, happy to get back in the swing of things, and the teachers who were amazing.
This mom also talked about the support all of the parents received yesterday.
I mean, you couldn't walk around a corner without somebody asking, did you need something? Were you okay? There was coffee. Everything was set up for us. So I think that made everybody feel at ease.
As for what kinds of things the children did in school yesterday.
They were writing what they did over Christmas vacation, where they might have went, drawing their picture, and going to circle time and sharing.
Amazing strength on display inside that school and across the entire community. Meanwhile, this word, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will be in Newtown, Connecticut for a private event at someone's home today. The event is not open to the public. We don't know much more than that. Giffords, as you certainly remember, was shot at a campaign event 2 years ago in her home state of Arizona. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle.
He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
On Wall Street, stocks closed down for the first time in the new year. The Dow lost 21 points yesterday, closing at 13,391. S&P lost 3 points. NASDAQ down by 12. Crude oil prices also down 20 cents a barrel, finishing at $92.92. As we mentioned earlier, in Washington, D.C., the new Congress is on the job. Both chambers of Congress convened yesterday after new members were sworn in. That's Vice President Joe Biden, the chairman of the Senate, with the gavel.
The Senate will come to order.
And over in the House, there was a vote before members were called to order there, the vote to choose a new Speaker of the House.
John A. Boehner of the state of Ohio is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
And so John Boehner does receive a second term as Speaker. The 113th Congress will need to deal with two separate but connected Hurricane Sandy aid relief packages right off the bat, and before long will have to come to grips with the debt ceiling and those automatic spending cuts which were pushed off for 2 months. And finally, it's been quite a week, one that brought us from 1 year into the next, over a cliff but with a soft landing, from New Year's Eve to New Year's Day, and here we are, 4 days into the new year. But what do we call the new year? President Obama gave us his answer on New Year's Day when he wrapped up his comments on the long-awaited fiscal cliff deal.
And I hope that everybody now gets at least a day off, I guess, or a few days off, because we're going to have a lot of work to do in 2013. Thanks, everybody.
No, Mr. President, thank you. 2013 it is, or is it? Some folks aren't quite ready to go with the word 20 just yet, preferring to say 2013 instead. Tell you what, let's go back to the New Year's Eve party in my house earlier this week, where I took an informal and unscientific survey on the question of what to call the new year.
It is January 1st. What year is it?
I mean, 2013.
You're not saying 2013.
Not yet.
It's January 1st. What year is it?
I say 2013.
Why 2013? It's easier. All right, how about you? What year is it?
2010.
Yeah, 2010. I do have an explanation for that last answer. That party guest came to our New Year's Eve bash 3 years ago and never left. Apparently, she just woke up. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at MyEmergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.